I do have an RF power meter that I can hook up to it that can work on the 2-meter band, so I'll at least be able to verify if the 2-meter band is or is not what they state it is. Although I think that that's going to be a little bit lower than wherever they stated it's going to be. I don't necessarily have a methodology for measuring the full output power of the 70-centimeter band